On June 10th, Virginia Governor Timothy Kaine issued Executive Order 82, which called for a reduction in energy consumption and efficiency in state government operations, as well as a statewide telework day in an effort to help green Virginia.
Okay, and so today's the day, and how are you measuring what's going on?
We have received over 3,700 pledges from people and organizations that are supporting Telework Day by actually teleworking. And with these 3,700 pledges, the people alone will save about $122,000 in commuting costs today.
That's a lot of money. This is Beverly Kirk. Jennifer, I have to ask you, the federal government has encouraged telework for quite a while now. Is Virginia hoping that this is going to be something that the state will encourage not only state agencies to do, but private business to do on a regular basis?
Absolutely. The Commonwealth of Virginia works very closely with transportation demand management organizations that provide assistance to both federal agencies and private sector organizations to help implement telework programs across the board. We offer several resources to both the federal organizations and contractors and other private and nonprofit organizations, including free online training for telework and a wealth of other information on the Telework Virginia website, and also the website that the Office of Telework Promotion and Broadband Assistance provides. In particular, Telework Virginia offers both hands-on assistance and financial incentives of up to $50,000 to private sector and nonprofit organizations, including federal contractors. In fact, several of the companies that we're currently working with are federal contractors that range in size from over 1,000 employees in the region to small businesses with about 25 employees.
I also want to follow up on that by asking if you know exactly the number of private companies that will be taking part today. I had heard something like there might be a couple dozen.
Yes. If you go to the Telework Exchange website, you can see a list of organizations that have pledged, and about 50% of them are government organizations, and about 50% are private sector organizations. In addition, there's a whole list of individuals that specifically have pledged to telework today, and we're hoping that by following the example of these organizations, other organizations in Virginia and around the Washington, D.C. area will be encouraged to take a look at what they are doing in regards to telework and how it can benefit their organization and the community.
We're talking with Jennifer Alcott. She's the Telework Program Manager with the Telework Virginia Program. And when you look at the, say, 100-mile radius of Washington, you really have two Virginias. There's the Northern Virginia complex just tucked in near D.C. where a lot of the contractors and federal employees live. But you also have the state capital of Richmond, mm-hmm. which has a pretty good business base and a large number of state government workers. And from what I've seen over the years, it's got its own fair share of traffic jams and crowded traffic. So is this something that's also working in the Richmond state capital area as well today?
Absolutely. In fact, there's what we call the Urban Crescent in Virginia, which encompasses Northern Virginia, Richmond, and Hampton Roads. And the Hampton Roads area in particular has a very high concentration of federal, military, and contractor employees. And the Department of Rail and Public Transportation that sponsors the Telework Virginia program assists organizations in all three of those urban areas to help reduce the traffic and encourage organizations to telework.
Well, if we could get Maryland and Pennsylvania and Delaware to do it all at once, we might really have something here.
That's right. That's right.
So, Jennifer, are you teleworking today?
Actually, I am. I practice what I preach.
And does the state, I know the federal government works pretty hard and has been working steadily to provide workers with some of the tools they need, laptop computers and making sure there's a good connection, also the telework centers. What does the state do for people?
Actually, Governor Kaine, a couple years ago, set a very, very aggressive goal of having at least 20% of the eligible state employee workforce teleworking. The goal was to have that percentage met by January 1st of 2010, and actually the state government has met and exceeded that goal already. So the Virginia state government also is practicing what it preaches, and Governor Kaine has been a very strong advocate of telework in Virginia.